Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works, Star Wars, New Hope. New Hope begins with Princess Leia conveying a message through the robot R2-D2 to a General Kenobi. And she makes a plea to him for help. And Luke eventually finds the robot R2-D2 and C-3PO, and he begins to he thinks that he's cleaning the robot off. He was going to buy the robot for the farm, so it seems like just kind of coincidence that the two robots come into possession of Luke Skywalker. So it's almost as if there's some invisible force that's directing those robots to Luke Skywalker. But they're working on the... Luke is cleaning R2-D2, and then he sees this message of a princess, and that's how New Hope begins. Now, what I want to argue is that Kenobi never gave up on Anakin as the chosen one. And I'm going to make that argument now. Now, looking at the Jedi and the Sith, the first thing we want to start with is that let's look at the Sith and the Jedi. The Sith are on the dark side organization seeking power and control. In The Rise of the Sith, in the sequel, episodes 1-3, the Rise of the Sith is explored. The Sith Lord Darth Sidious manipulates events to gain control of the galaxy, leading to the fall of the Jedi Order and the rise of the Galactic Empire. Darth Vader, formerly Anakin Skywalker, is the key Sith character who plays a significant role in New Hope. So the arrangement of the Emperor is to always to have the master and the student, but the Emperor does not see the potential that his student could defeat him. But Anakin does, as he tries to appeal to Luke to join him, and he says that the Emperor fears that him, Luke Skywalker, and together as father and son, they can defeat the Emperor. So Anakin sees the possible move by aligning with his son to defeat the Emperor. Now, Luke doesn't want to join Darth Vader in the plot to overthrow the Emperor, so he doesn't. So you might think of Darth Vader as playing a long game, where he's gained the trust of the Emperor, he's become his servant, and the Emperor's the master. And now he sees the opportunity to fulfill his destiny by joining with his son to overthrow the Emperor. Luke rejects the offer, not trusting Darth Vader. And that happens in future episodes. The Jedi are considered the guardians of peace and justice in the galaxy, trained in the ways of the Force. In the prequel trilogy, the Jedi Order is shown at its height of its power, but it's become divided and weakened by the Sith machinations. Obi-Wan Kenobi, a Jedi Knight, is the central character who mentors Luke Skywalker in New Hope. Now, the question I will raise is an interesting and intriguing question. Since Obi-Wan already knows that Luke Skywalker is the son of Anakin, does he use Anakin to engage again his argument with Anakin that the Emperor has deceived him, and try to appeal to Anakin as the chosen one who will bring balance to the Force. The Galactic Empire. A New Hope is set during the reign of the Galactic Empire, which is controlled by the Sith. The Empire is depicted as a tyrannical regime seeking to crush their rebel alliance. Now, you remember in Empire Strikes Back that the alliance had moved to the edge of the universe in the Hoth system, which was basically this really barren world that's covered with snow and has, abominable snowman creatures. And so the Rebel Alliance is in hiding against the Republic. The Republic is trying to find them and then using superior Force destroy the Alliance. Now, the Alliance comes into knowledge of the Empire's secret weapon, which the Death Star, and Luke, along with Han Solo and Princess Leia, and other allies, play the crucial role in destroying the Death Star. The actions of the Sith and Jedi, along with the conflict between the Empire and the Rebel Alliance, provide the backdrop in the events of A New Hope. Now, let's talk about the nexus of my argument. The Obi-Wan Kenobi and the Luke Skywalker nexus. As a Jedi, Obi-Wan sees the potential in Luke to become a powerful force for good in the galaxy. By introducing Luke to the ways of the Force and guiding him on the path to become a Jedi, Obi-Wan believes that Luke can help bring balance and peace to the ongoing conflict between the Jedi and the Sith. And how is he going to do that? My argument is that Obi-Wan will continue the argument with Anakin, and Anakin will be the one that turns from the dark side back to the light side, realizing he's been betrayed and lied to by the Emperor. And the Obi-Wan uses Luke Skywalker as a piece on the chessboard in order to gain a stronger position with Anakin to see the error of his thinking and to convince him that he is the chosen one that will bring balance to the Force. The Obi-Wan's actions are driven by a sense of duty to protect and preserve the teachings of the Jedi Order, as well as to desire to see the galaxy freed from the tyranny of the Sith-controlled Galactic Empire. His belief in Luke's potential and the importance of his role in the larger struggle against the Sith and the Empire motivates Obi-Wan to involve Luke in the clash between the forces of good and evil. Because Obi-Wan was in hiding at the time and he was called Ben Kenobi, and he was in hiding at the time that Luke tries to receives a message from Princess Leia and intended for Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, in the series Kenobi, it shows Kenobi fighting against Darth Vader, and they do seem to have similar powers. In other words, Anakin's become much stronger, but his aggression is defeated by Kenobi's finesse. And because Kenobi is not initiating aggressive behavior and Anakin's style of fighting is very aggressive and overpowering, Kenobi's able to find the weaknesses in Anakin's fighting and defeat him. So from a tactical standpoint, Kenobi's a better fighter. Now, that's what we saw in the Kenobi series. We didn't see much of an argument that Anakin was the chosen one. But we do see in New Hope this desire that Luke would eventually achieve the rank of Jedi by confronting Vader, which was Anakin. And in that confrontation, that Kenobi's argument would be realized by Vader, and that he would then take his role as the Chosen One and defeat the Emperor, which is what happened. So Obi-Wan then acts as the mentor to Luke and ultimately defeats the Sith. Now, I think that Luke was used as a catalyst to confront Anakin and make him realize the truth about the Emperor's deception, and adds to that layer of complexity to Obi-Wan's motivations. Obi-Wan's interactions with Anakin, now Darth Vader, are more focused on redemption and bringing him back to the light side of the Force rather than using Luke as bait in the direct confrontation. But yet Luke plays a critical role in the interactions between Darth Vader and the Jedi, and at first there is no sympathy towards the Jedi. He's murdered and killed innocent Jedi. He acts without remorse. He uses force against the weak, and so he's very aggressive, as was characterized by the Sith. But Obi-Wan still sees the good in Anakin and believes there's a possibility to return him to his former self. And at the end of Return of the Jedi, we see that Anakin says to Luke, "You were right. You were right," meaning that that he had been turned back to the light side, and that he now agreed with Obi-Wan, and then in his spirit form, he shows standing next to Obi-Wan. So Obi-Wan has won the argument. And so in the statement when Vader says, he says to Vader when he's dueling him, and Luke sees the duel, he says, "If you strike me down, I'll become stronger than ever," meaning that that would then convince, would be the catalyst that motivate Luke Skywalker to not run but to fight Vader, because his master was destroyed by Vader. And so in that sense, Luke Skywalker does play an active role as a catalyst to bringing back Anakin to the light side and then defeating the Emperor. Now, it is a compelling idea to explore Obi-Wan's actions, using Luke as a key player in the larger scheme to confront Anakin and reveal the Emperor's lie. This theory adds to a new dimension in the complex relationships and motivations within the Star Wars universe. The moment when Luke senses the conflict within the father Anakin, now Darth Vader, and declares that he will not fight him but instead try to redeem him, is a pivotal and powerful scene. Luke's refusal to give in to anger and hatred and his belief in the possibility of redemption for his father plays a significant role in influencing Vader's eventual return to the light side of the Force. Obi-Wan Kenobi's teachings and guidance to Luke throughout this journey also contribute to that moment. Obi-Wan instills in Luke the values of compassion, forgiveness, and belief in the inherent goodness within individuals, even in the face of great darkness. This moral compass that Obi-Wan imparts to Luke is reflected in Luke's actions towards Vader during their confrontation. By choosing to trust in the goodness that still exists within Vader, Luke demonstrates the true power of love, compassion, and belief in redemption. This act of mercy and understanding ultimately leads Vader to Vader's redemption and his final act of saving his son from the Emperor, fulfilling the prophecy of the Chosen One. Obi-Wan's influence on Anakin's path back to the light side, indirectly through Luke, showcases during the impact of the mentorship, guidance, and unwavering belief in the possibility of redemption. It highlights the transformative power of love and compassion in a midst of conflict. Obi-Wan could have refused Princess Leia and not trained Luke Skywalker and the Emperor, and the Emperor could have ruled the universe. Obi-Wan wants to believe Anakin is akin to the Chosen One. Now, Obi-Wan's faith in Anakin as a Chosen One, despite the challenges and conflicts that arise, is a testimony to his faith in the Force and the potential for redemption. Throughout the story, Obi-Wan's guidance and mentorship shape Anakin's path, leading to the eventual transformation into Darth Vader. Despite Anakin's fall to the dark side, Obi-Wan holds on to the hope that Anakin can fulfill his destiny and restore balance to the Force. Luke Skywalker's empathy and compassion toward his father, Darth Vader, play a crucial role in the final moments of the saga. Luke's refusal to give in to anger and hatred and believe in the possibility of redemption are the pivotal to Anakin's decision to turn against the Emperor. Okay, so now, why didn't the Emperor detect Darth Sidious, the Emperor, detect betrayal in his apprentice, Darth Vader? Well, as a Sith Lord, Darth Sidious follows the rules of two. He's going to be the master and the apprentice at any given time. This consolidation of power ensures the apprentice is constantly striving to grow stronger in order to eventually challenge and potentially overthrow him. So just like with Rey, we saw that where he wanted her to overthrow him. Palpatine wanted her to overthrow him and take his place. So he wanted her as an apprentice to become stronger. One of Darth Sidious's key tactics is to create and build up an unstoppable force or an army to establish order to according to his vision. He manipulates events to further his agenda and solidify control over the galaxy. Darth Sidious aims to position himself as the ultimate authority, ruling through fear and oppression. The Emperor's inability to foresee his own destruction by his apprentice can be theorized in overconfidence. The Emperor, and we see that with the Sith Lords. That's why Kylo Ren was able to kill his master. This is why Anakin was able to destroy the Emperor, is overconfidence. The Emperor, being a powerful Sith Lord, may have become overconfident in his abilities. And like I was arguing yesterday in Empire Strikes Back, is that the Force is equally strong for the Sith and for the Jedi. But the Jedi seem to not share the higher level powers because of fear that ultimate power might corrupt ultimately. The Emperor's manipulative tactics give him overconfidence because he believes he's in control of his apprentice. He may believe that Vader's loyalty is absolute, that it is impossible for Darth Vader to turn against him, and so as a result, it exposes him to vulnerability. Fear and weakness. Sith teachings often emphasize the pursuit of power and elimination of weakness. We saw that with Kylo Ren. The Emperor's fear of appearing vulnerable or weak in the eyes of his apprentice may have prevented him from considering the possibility of betrayal and downfall. Prophecy and destiny. The Sith and the Jedi prophecies about the Chosen One and the balance of Force have clouded the Emperor's judgment. He may not have believed in the Chosen One. Maybe that was just something that the Jedi foresaw and the Sith Lord never believed in that and considered a fable. The Emperor's hubris, stemming from his unchecked ambition and thirst for power, may have led him to believe that no one, not even his apprentice, could challenge his authority. The sense of superiority and infallibility could have prevented him from foreseeing his own downfall. Through the storyline, Luke's journey is one of growth, self-discovery, and exploration of the true nature of the Force. His refusal to give in to anger and hatred, his compassion toward his father, and his willingness to see good in him ultimately led to Vader's redemption. This redemption is a key piece in the logic puzzle as it sets in motion the events that bring about the downfall of the emperor. I would say also one other thing that plays in the downfall of the emperor is the friendship that Luke Skywalker acquires with his Han Solo and Princess Leia and Chewbacca, R2-D2, C-3PO, and Calrissian, is that together the friendship and unity create a synergy, and as a result, a force that destroys the Death Star and eventually destroys the Emperor himself.